From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Thursday, October the 8th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that a member of the support staff at Catskill Elementary School has been accused of making a racist comment to a group of 9 black elementary school students on Monday, October the 5th. It is alleged that the woman approached the group during lunch, urging them to mix with white students. She said they should not be sitting together because they looked like a black gang, quote, in the hood, end quote, according to one of the students. A parent of one of the children filed a complaint with the district. The employee has not been identified. Superintendent Dr. Kathleen Farrell confirmed Wednesday the matter was being looked at. She said, and I quote, the person is a support staff employee. Yes, the students reported to the administrators of the building that a comment was made that had an underlying racial tone. We are in the process of completing the investigation and appropriate action will be taken, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinsohn is reporting in the Chatham Courier that PS21 Chatham broke ground on Monday, October the 5th, for construction of a permanent performance venue following 15 years of planning. The new performance spaces for the 21st Century Space will be a 99-seat black box theater in the winter, which will open up to become a 300-seat open-air theater in the summer. Robert Zuckerman read a letter from State Assembly member D.D. Barrett, who called PS21, and I quote, a testament to the vision, passion, and tenacity, end quote, of founder and board president Judy Grunberg, the board and staff. Zuckerman also announced the State Council on the Arts will nearly double a grant to PS21 for the next 4 years. Grunberg thanked the organization's board and staff for their patience and perseverance during the planning process. She also thanked the Chatham Zoning Board of Appeals and the Chatham Planning Board for enduring, and I quote, a lot of stuff with mostly good humor, end quote. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Coxsackie resident Deborah Spienberg was unanimously appointed to complete the term of her late husband at a special meeting of the Greenberg County Legislature on Wednesday, October the 7th. Deborah's husband, Wayne, was the former chairman of the legislature and represented District 2 for 12 years, up until his death last month. Spienberg will serve through December 31st, when she is expected to turn the seat over to Republican candidate Thomas Hobart. Hobart is running unopposed in the November election for a full 3-year term. Spienberg said she is honored and pleased to complete the term. She said, and I quote, it will indeed be an honor to serve in his place. I will certainly do my best to represent Coxsackie in the months ahead, end quote. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Scott Wallman at Politico New York reports that when Basil Sagos, the former attorney for the Riverkeeper Environmental Group, takes over as the head of the New York's Department of Environmental Conservation, he faces a slew of divisive issues that need attention. There are at least 4 natural gas or oil pipelines worth billions of dollars pending before the DEC, plus a proposed gas storage project for the Finger Lakes, a proposed crude oil boiler facility for oil trains in Albany, permit renewal for the Indian Point nuclear plant, and controversy over the use of fracking products from neighboring Pennsylvania. At Riverkeeper, Sagos was an investigator in charge of, and I quote, monitoring compliance with clean water laws and bringing legal cases when government wouldn't act, end quote. You can read that full story at Politico New York. Finally, Melanie Lekosevic is reporting in the Greene County News that on Tuesday, October the 13th, Coxsackie voters decide both the library's upcoming budget and 3 seats on the Hermits Memorial Library Board. The budget is slightly larger, but there is no tax increase in this budget. In 2015, the library added some movable bookcases and new lighting, installation, and a general facelift. The Hermats circulates 50,000 items, holding 410 program sessions with more than 4,300 in attendance. At the last Coxsackie Town Board meeting, Library Director Linda DeBert said, and I quote, we held more children's programs than any other library in Greene County, end quote. You can read that full story in the Greene County News. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting patchy fog before 7 a.m. today. Otherwise, it will be mostly sunny with the temperature high near 68 degrees. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well on Friday, showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a temperature high near 70 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers mainly before 8 p.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 48. And for Saturday, sunny with a high near 59 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 39. Sunrise today was at 7 a.m., and the sun will set at 6:24 p.m., providing us with 11 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Thursday, the 8th day of October 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.